Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and VRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Jake Kaplan, is in the house.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Well, thank you.
Got some weird stuff going on here this morning, Jay, so we're going to see if we can get a...
Is that me you're talking about?
Well, generally, Jay, I'm not going to go there.
Okay.
I might get myself in trouble, but I'm actually extremely good at doing that. So we'll just check it out and see what's going on. I think we're still having a little check. Oh, hello there. Anybody home? Can you hear me now? Moises, can you hear me? Oh, okay, I'm glad. I think something's going on here on our speaker system. So hopefully we are broadcasting, right? Checking it out, though. We're going to continue as we move right along. Fun of live radio is you never know what to expect other than when you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, because you do know that we only talk about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, yeah, we're going to be available on Ron Siegel One. Just remember all of the numbers that I gave you. Those are the numbers that you call anytime for assistance. When you call those numbers, they come directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you, even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today? I don't know about some of these, Jay. We got to be careful here.
I got a bad feeling about this.
National Book Lovers Day.
Wow, we were just talking about that. Books.
Yeah, a little bit there. National Veep Day, and I don't even know. Even, you know, having beaten anorexia, generally the food of the day I like, but today's National Rice Pudding Day. I'm not sure that one is the one that I'm going to go for. Paula, you're right. It is an ever-changing market. That's what we're going to chat about here in just a second. A lot of the world's going on right now, talking about what's new in real estate. And a lot of people have no clue because they've never experienced what we will be experiencing very, very shortly. But I'll tell you right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 34 points. Oil basically flat. We looked this morning to see the mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are getting better the last couple of days, but we are right at the top of the charts, so beware. That is the issue right there. Beware. So what is happening in the real estate world? This is what I want to get to. We are seeing a lot of new issues coming up right now. And what I say by new issues, I started chatting about this a little bit yesterday. Jay, you're seasoned enough.
Seasoned. You can say old if you want.
Okay, I'll say old. But you've seen this before, and
yes.
A lot of folks that are out there, you know, if you're 5 or 10 years in the real estate market, you've never seen something. Actually, go back almost 20 years, and you really haven't seen a normal market, right? And if in the early, the 2004, 2005, 2006, you know, it wasn't a normal market because if you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan. You didn't have to qualify. Prices were going up so drastically, it didn't really matter, right?
Right.
Then you got to 2008 and the markets crashed, right? 2008, 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got into this market where there was a lot of distressed property, multiple bidders, prices going up 6, 7, 8, 10% a year, multiple offers on nearly every property. So that really wasn't a normal market either.
No.
Right? Now I'm starting to hear from a lot of folks, and I spent a lot of time this week, probably chatted with 300 or 400, maybe 500 real estate agents this week alone. And I'm starting to hear now that the market is normalizing, but most people don't know what a normal market
is.
Right? Going up 5% a year, having to market a property properly, having to price a property properly. All the traditional items, people aren't used to that. A lot of the newer agents are not used to that because they never had to go through it.
Right.
Right? I mean, right. In the early part of the century, as I said, prices were skyrocketing. And You know, no one cared what the price was. If you could fog the mirror, you could get the loan, you buy the property and didn't care, because the assumption was they're going to keep going up 10, 15% a year and they're going to sell again.
Right. I mean, these are real assumptions, even though those bankers and those people knew from history, it's not really so.
Right.
But
the consumer and the agents at the time, the newbie agents, that was all they knew.
Yeah.
Right. And then the agents that got into the industry in 2008, they had no history to go back on. So what they ended up looking at, and they say, well, all we know is how to sell distressed property. Right. We know how to sell short sales. We know how to sell investors. We know how cash deals, you know, and then again, you know, it was multiple offers on properties.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Once we hit the very bottom. So now we look at this market, and now that we're normalizing, and like I say, a lot of the agents that we spoke to over the last week, they're coming up with the idea that, okay, we've got a normal market where the properties, we might have to talk to a client about the dreaded price reduction. Right? I mean, they didn't have to do that before because they were getting multiple offers on everything. Right? How do we deal with a price reduction? How do we deal with a property that's staying on the market? How do we deal with an expired listing?
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
These are all new things to some agents. And our consumer base, we're out there looking and we're saying, I've got a $400,000 house. I've got a $500,000 house. I need to move to Texas. I need to move to New York. I need wherever, because I've got a new job or whatever the case may be, but I'm in trouble because I don't know how to sell my house. I'm not getting multiple offers on my house, right? These are all things.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're out there, Jay. You're dealing with a older segment of the population for the most part.
Yeah, old.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Look at me. Yeah.
But it's a whole new world, and I'm going to suggest, as I have all the time, you know something, when you go to some of these online services, and I did notice this week, obviously, I watched the markets very, very closely. I watched Zillow decided now not only are they going to be in the real estate industry, they want to help manage buying real estate, but now they also want to be in the lending industry. And I noticed their price, the stock dropped like 17 or 18% overnight. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So these are all things that are happening now. And then you get these commercials on TV, online, saying, you know something? Your real estate professional makes too much money. Go with the purple noose or one of these other goofy things. Goofy being my opinion. And not to put anything down against Disneyland, because I do like Disney, but these are not the way you handle a $400,000 or $500,000, $1 million transaction, or even if it's your first home, you're in the Coachella Valley, it's a $200,000 transaction. That is your castle. Doesn't matter where it is, and it doesn't matter what the mount is. That's your castle, and you need to get great guidance. That's why we do the radio program every morning, so we can give you the best information, we can bring you the best people, we can share this with you, so you can make an educated decision, not trying to talk to your computer. Now, I'll give you a perfect example. I don't know how computer literate you are. Doesn't matter. I used to be a computer consultant. After I sold my import export company, I became a computer consultant. Got some pretty good understanding of a computer. I'm trying to do some things on Excel, and I don't know how to do it. Okay, so aside from calling my kids to ask them, right, what do? You Google it, right? Or you go on YouTube, you try and find the answer.
Well, yeah, YouTube.
But
I like pictures, man.
Me too, right?
Okay.
Not those pictures, Jay.
Oh.
But we go on YouTube, me too, right? I
want
to find a video on what I want to do. But I don't know the right question to ask. So how do you go on YouTube and Google or do a search when you don't know the question? I know what I want to accomplish. I want to accomplish getting something done on this sheet. You want to accomplish selling your house. But if you don't know the right question to ask on the computer agents, how do you get that information? You get bad information, or you get information that may be accurate or may not be accurate. It may be the right way to do something. It may not be the right way to do something. Do you want an automated intelligence bot to tell you what the price of your house should be? Think about this one. Where's the number one place people are going right now to get the value of their home? Consumers. Zillow.
Zillow.
Right? The founder or the CEO of Zillow sold his house and the valuation was off by 34%. The founder. You would think that somebody in their departments would say, you know, something, the boss lives here. I might want to get his property priced properly, right? But they don't. You need an agent that's going to give you this information, that's going to share this with you, not an automated bot that's going to say, you know something, your property's been on the market for 2 weeks. We should lower the price. Is that the guidance that you really want? Is that how you want to deal with your house? I'm going to suggest it's not the best way. And as this market changes, you're going to want to be tuning in to Ron Siegel Radio on a regular basis because we are going to have seasoned real estate professionals joining us to educate you, to educate our community on how do we deal with a normalizing market where properties are not selling just because there's a sign in the front yard. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, supply and demand will determine future home values, not just a dart and a bulletin board. We're going to also talk about the difference between a living trust and a will. What is the difference? And of course, we want to know about the changes in the reverse mortgage market. I am a big proponent of the reverse mortgage for the right person. So we're going to talk to Jay Kaplan in just a bit. Who's the right person? We'll talk about it. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products to help you get that next loan. They're the only one I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, totally underwritten before you start shopping. That way, all you need is an appraisal, clear title, and deal with all the government regulation, and you're ready to close. Just a simple thought for you there. So what are the markets doing right now? Well, I've told you before, the Dow down just a little bit. It's down 35 points as I speak to you right now, down 32 points. That's about a tenth of 1%, so it's not a big issue right there. But what do we watch for you? The whole concept of what we need to be watching, and we're dealing in the mortgage world, is what is the bond market doing? Where are the bonds going? Not more than what it's doing, because you can get that on the internet. Why is it doing it? Where is it going? So the 10-year Treasury, the yield, the rate is down 3 basis points, 2.94. We went all the way up to 3.006. That's where we told you the ceiling was. That's where it stopped and bounced right back down again. The Fannie Mae 30-year bond, that is up. The bond itself is up almost 0.1%, not quite, which means the interest rates are down. The interest rates always move in the opposite direction of the bond. It's mathematical. It's not a Ron Siegel Radio formula. It's just math. That's the way it works. So why are these things happening? Well, the producer price index, kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield of all these different indexes that come out, no respect. But the core PPI strips out food and energy, rose by 0.1%. On a year-over-year basis, the headline PPI slightly decreased from 3.4 to 3.3. Bonds don't like inflation. So when we see the inflation cooling off, last month's figures were the hottest in 6.5 years. They come back down a little bit. The bond market likes that move. That's why we see it go that way. Tomorrow's consumer price index report will be even of greater importance, as that shows inflation felt by the consumer. The consumer accounts for 70% of our GDP. So that's always a big issue right there. Initial jobless claims came out for last week, decrease of 6,000, ho-hum. Not a major issue either way right there. But those are the main things that are affecting the bond market. And later today, probably about the time we go off air, we're going to see the 30-year bond auction. That's, again, that's institutional investors. Not going to be a big issue for us either. The main thing that we have to be careful of is the bonds right now are pushing against a ceiling of resistance. And there are two levels of resistance right there. That's why we're not seeing the bonds go up any higher as the market continues, stock market continues to flourish. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the home, the only home of the fast pass loan approval. So speaking of loans, Jay Kaplan's in the house, our reverse mortgage guru. So Jay, last time you were on, you and I got off on a rabbit trail, which we've been known to
do.
Well,
yeah, that's what's fun about being alive.
Right? and you were going to share with us the new things that are going on in the reverse mortgage world, but we never got to it.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's been more changes since then.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I don't want to sit on bad news for very long, but the story does start with on the negative side, because last October, the administration changed the, just in simple terms, they lessened or lowered the benefits that seniors can take or take advantage of or have on the HECM, the Home Equity Conversion, the FHA thing. Now, it's still just as great a program. Believe me, it's. I closed my own last week, believe it or not.
So you've done one for yourself. Obviously, that tells us how much you believe in it.
And the only reason...
I did one for my mom, so
yeah,
I believe
yeah.
in it.
Yeah, now, right? I think everybody should do it as soon as they can, because the longer you have it, the more money is going to grow in your line of credit. But that gets into the what the loan is, and that's not what we're talking about right now. But I'll say the reason I didn't do it when I turned 62 about, 40 years ago, is because I did not have enough equity. I was not one of those good guys, okay? So, but now I finally got there, and first thing I did was do it.
And there's a lot of people right now that don't realize how much equity they actually have in their properties.
Right.
Right. There's a lot of equity out there.
They can find out by calling you.
Right. Well, we'll get that information right to them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I can figure out what's good for,
absolutely,
for them. But as for those changes, okay, so we weren't all excited about those changes because it precluded some people from taking advantage. What happened to the industry? And the industry has a way of, well, maybe all industries have a way of trying to correct itself. And we've been getting a lot of other programs that other, I mean, the non-government,
okay,
backed, proprietary. Oh, I said it. I have a trouble with that word sometimes. It's a big one. proprietary programs. And they started out as jumbo programs, which means people that have very high priced properties that are looking for a way to get out of
the
payment.
We need to define that a little bit, Jake, because high priced is relative, right? So it could be an average price property in California,
well,
but it's high priced based on the national numbers.
Yeah, which is because California is quite a bit above the national numbers.
Right.
So, on the regular HECM, you could do, I've done them for people who have, several million dollar homes, like in Bel Air, on the beach, in Malibu, whatever. But you can only use, less than $700,000 as a value for the equations, for the
Mathematical formulas.
For the mathematical formulas. Whereas the jumbos now, you can go like $6 million for the mathematical.
Okay, so there's an option there for people with
difference. So the changes started that way, which very welcome, because there are a lot of people that are, they may have bought their house on Balboa Island for $35,000. And now they don't have any money to live on. And there's a lot of other people.
Cash poor, equity rich.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that do have cash and do live in high-rise towers, which these will work for, that would like to have a choice whether they make their payment or not.
So we lowered the benefits.
Right.
Now, what are the changes that we've seen? So we've got the jumbo product now available.
And as of a week ago, we have another product. It's called the Equity Edge through reverse mortgage funding, actually, out of New York, I believe.
Okay.
It covers the HECM, what people could qualify for a HECM, the lower price properties, all the way up through the $6 million. So it's not really a jumbo only. It takes the place of, not takes the place, it's an additional choice
so
to any
more
other program. Yeah. Now, the big thing on this program is the cost, which $120?
For the whole thing?
Yeah.
And does it have all the mortgage insurances and all that other stuff?
It's got all the – it doesn't have the insurance. It has the assurance that you are safe. There's no mortgage insurance to pay, if that's what you mean.
Right.
And, the rates are very good. Why everybody that has a mortgage – wouldn't want that is beyond me. I don't even know that they don't. I haven't started talking about it except right here. But
we're going to dig into it more, Jay, because I want to know about it. And I'm sure we've got some folks listening that want to know about it. And you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Jay Kaplan, and we're going to talk more about the Equity Edge. It's a different type of a reverse mortgage. And we're going to get some of the details from Jay on that. Supply and demand determine future home values and the living trust versus a will. What is the difference? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Nest, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before somebody else does. Nest, N-E-S-T, 79564. So what is going to determine the home values going forward? And it's basically the same thing that it's always been, unless we get to irrational exuberance. Supply and demand will determine the future home values. Home values continue to appreciate through 2018. The answer is simple. Yes, they will, as long as there are more purchasers in the market than there are available homes for them to buy. This is known as the theory of supply and demand, which is defined as, I quote, the amount of a commodity, product, or service available and the desire of buyers for it, considered as factors regulating its price, unquote. When the demand exceeds supply, prices go up.
Every month this year, demand, buyer traffic has increased as compared to last year. And for the first 5 months of 2018, supply, the number of available listings, has decreased as compared to last year. However, a recent report by the National Association of Realtors revealed the first year-over-year increase in supply in 3 years. Here are the numbers for supply and demand as compared to last year since the beginning of 2018. I shared this chart earlier on our social media channels, but year-over-year differences were down anywhere from 9.5% in January to 6.1% in May. Actually, we were up 0.2% in June. So realize that these are national numbers. These are not local numbers. And again, I spoke to a lot of agents recently. They're all talking about the idea that properties are not selling as quickly as they were selling. They're still selling, just not quite as quick. So let's keep an eye on that. The increase in June numbers doesn't mean the prices won't continue to appreciate. In fact, the same report, Lawrence Yun, NAR's chief economist, explained, it's important to note that despite the modest year-over-year rise in inventory, which was 0.2%, pretty small rise in inventory, the current level is far from what's needed to satisfy demand levels. Furthermore, it remains to be seen if this modest increase will stick, given the fact that the robust economy is bringing more interested buyers into the market and new home construction is failing to keep up. The bottom line, the reason home prices are still rising is that there are many purchasers looking to buy, but very few homeowners ready to sell. This imbalance is the reason prices will remain on the uptick, and I've shared this with you. I'm hearing all over the marketplace that we're going to be looking at a recession in 2020. Wall Street Journal reported it. The Home Pulsonomics reported it. That does not mean that not every recession involves real estate. And as long as we've got more people looking to buy than there are people looking to sell, the rate of increase might slow, but it will continue to increase. And let me share with you, there's another factor that the only place you're going to hear this factor is on Ron Siegel Radio. It is called seller shock. What is seller shock? Well, if a seller is looking to sell their home, in most instances, it's because they want to buy a new home. Right? They're not going to sell their existing home to go and live in the on the streets, for the most part. There are some people that do that, but for the most part, they're not selling their existing home to go live on the streets. They've got a 3% loan. They've got a 3.5% loan. They've got a 4% loan. When they go out into the marketplace to buy their next house, they're going to be talking about a 5% loan or a 6% loan. Now, many of those people have seen 7, 8, 10, or if you're like Jay and I, 13, 14, 15% loans, 18% loans,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So some of us have seen those, but it's called seller shock. And they're going to say, you know something, I've got a 3% loan. I am not selling my house. Guess what that means? Supply diminishes. Well, we're not building that many new houses. We're building like three out of every 10 people that want a property. There's only like 30% new construction. It's going to continue to have these same problems. So just think about that concept and realize that when they talk about the recession that's coming, there's always one coming. We just never know when it'll be. It's not going to be really affecting real estate this year from what I, or this next time from what I'm seeing. And more important than what I see, 100 economists from Pulsonomics, 36 economists from Wall Street Journal, they're all saying the same exact thing. Again, that's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. So speaking of going way back, talking this morning to Jay Kaplan. He's our reverse mortgage guru. So, Jay, we're going to dig in here. It's time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Uh-oh.
So Equity Edge.
Oh, okay.
When I hear about this, I like the concept of $120 cost for a mortgage.
Well, a lot of people do.
Right? I mean, that's one of the big things that we've heard about for years on the reverse mortgage.
Yeah, and you know,
too expensive, Jay.
Okay, well, and you can use all of these loans for purchase too, so there will be no seller shock when you use a reverse mortgage of any type to buy your next property.
Okay, and, so we can buy a house with it. I like
well,
that.
Of course, that's maybe do a whole show on that.
Reverse for purchase, they call it.
Well, why not? I think I've said this before. I mean, I had a financial planner tell me he did it. And when his peers asked him why, he said, well, I just paid 30 years of rent in advance and I still have a call option on the property, which means he still has his fingers into the value of the property. He can still make more money and pass it on to his children, et cetera, et cetera. But expense is one thing that a lot of people do bring up when they talk about the HECM or reverse mortgage. I don't feel it is expensive. You know what? It's not expensive. There's the variety that will cost you $120 maximum. There is an appraisal. There is these other things. They're all paid for by the lender, okay?
Okay.
There's a lot of things in between.
So we have to come out with money out of our pocket at all?
$120.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. What about the valuations? How does that work?
It's paid for by the lender.
Okay. How much? What if I have a $900,000 property? Can I do the equity edge?
Yes.
Okay. And
depends on
is that going to go back to the same thing though, where we're only able to use the under 700?
No, not on this program.
Okay. So the formulas are a little more.
Yeah. So it's open. Yeah. It still has, loan to value limitations, like everything else. That's going to be based on your age, et cetera.
Can you give me an idea? And I don't want exacts because there can always be a little difference, but 50% of a loan to value, can we do?
Probably not. Okay. Depending on the age. If you're older like me, maybe you get closer.
Okay. So it's going to have lower loan to value.
About 40-ish.
Lower loan to value
40,
numbers.
40, 45-ish. Each individual is going to be a little bit different. And on the HECM, it's going to be a little bit different. So you see where you fit in, but they fit in to so many people. But as far as the cost, let's look at the cost on a regular HECM. These are the ones people say are expensive, okay?
Right.
Well, before last October, everybody I did cost them nothing, but that can't exactly happen anymore. But let's look at the only part.
That's my favorite cost.
The
nothing.
Only part that people look at and say is expensive is the FHA insurance, which gives you so much, okay? It gives your children protection. It gives you so much more choices to increase your legacy, to have memories, to do, well, just to be secure. But let's look at the cost. Let's say in the future you need to take money out for anything. Let's concentrate just on healthcare. Okay? Down the road, you need money for healthcare. If you take it from your retirement accounts, it's going to cost you taxes, right?
Sure.
So what are you in a 30% tax bracket for? Well, you're in probably an 80, but average 25, 30, whatever. On a HECM of any kind, you take money from there, from an ever-growing asset anyway, like you just said, ever-growing. And
kind
it
like
costs
me, ever-growing.
Yeah, well, we're talking about width here too, both of us. And it costs you no taxes whatsoever. So 25% of zero is how much? It's still the math. It's still zero.
Yeah.
So compare the two, and for what you get, you know what? The regular HECM is very, very cheap.
Okay.
Very cheap. But we have other varieties. If you're real sensitive to, which you shouldn't be, but if you're real sensitive to that kind of thing, we do have the $120 variety. And,
well, the whole thing, I'm going to suggest that the whole thing's always going to go back to the very typical, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with somebody wanting to know what the costs are, what everything's going to cost.
Of course, and we're always up front.
Right? Yeah, exactly. But what we want to know is what is the value that we're going to get? And
most important.
I'm going to suggest that as we get closer and closer to our expiration date, right, or the time that we're not going to be living in the property any longer, one of the things that I talk to folks about is that's more important than costs is cash flow.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because cash flow can be a big, big issue. If you can't afford to go get groceries,
mm-hmm.
does it matter if it cost you X number? And there's a lot of people that are suffering because they're equity rich and cash poor.
Like on my own loan that I closed, we said earlier, I closed last week. I brought in some extra cash to create a line of credit. Now, in my situation, everybody's different. I'm not very worried about the equity. I know the equity is going to grow no matter what. But if I get any cash, whether I win the lottery or whether I just get any cash at all,
gotta play it to win it, Jay.
Well, my mother always said, if you don't play, you'll never win. But
there you go.
Any amount of money I put in as a house payment, and like I said, I'm not worried about the equity, but every penny, whether it goes towards interest, whether it goes towards principal, it adds to that line of credit. That line of credit is going to make maybe 6-7% here based on the right now. And I don't mean make exactly like you've got money. It increases, and I know this is a little more difficult, so we should talk about it, but it increases my spending power by that amount. So my line of credit will continue to grow regardless of what happens to my property value. So if that sounds a little confusing, it's only because it's something you don't think about all the time. It's written into the contract. The line of credit grows regardless, has nothing to do with property value. And the reason is because as we get older, we need this for healthcare. We need this for stability. And if the people are stable, the country is stable, and the treasury of our country is more stable. So if you think about it in long term, in longer terms, it makes sense.
What a great stuff. We're going to continue our conversation on the reverse mortgage. What other changes are taking place? Jay Kaplan, our reverse mortgage guru, is in the house, and we're going to continue our questions and learning from Jay. We're going to also talk about the living trust versus a will. What is the difference? Do you need them? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com, or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. I know your credit report's wrong because I've been looking at them for years and years, and I've never seen one that's correct, completely accurate. Never, ever. And I've seen some pretty high scores. Living trust versus a will. What is the difference? Now, I am going to share with you information here. I am not giving you legal definitions. I am not giving you legal advice. If you would like those, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the attorneys that do that. Do they charge? Yes. That's how they feed their families. I'm trying to give you some background here that'll just give you a little bit of information to ask when it's time is right for you. And if you don't have, if you own a house and you don't have a living trust, I'll tell you when the time is right. Today. Because you're playing with fire. I shouldn't say that in California right now.
No.
Right? But, you know, you're playing Russian roulette. What is a living trust? It is a legal entity that allows an individual to place his or her assets under the management of a trustee. While you're alive, that'll most likely be you. The trust ownership can either lie under the management of the individual or someone of his or her choosing. In other words, the trustee is either someone the trust maker appoints or the actual trust maker. It's important to note that the trustee typically has a fiduciary duty to protect the trust maker's assets. In addition, the trust can also have multiple named beneficiaries. These are people whom the trust maker gives access to their assets. Now that we understand what the living trusts are, let's explore the two different types. When opening a living trust, you can decide whether you want it to be revocable or irrevocable. Revocable living trust allows you to retain full control over and cancel the trust whenever you choose. The irrevocable living trust, on the other hand, blocks you from canceling it. While largely open for during an individual's lifetime, a living trust can also continue to be enforceable after its maker's death. However, it won't continue if the trust maker decides to have it terminated at a specific date. Furthermore, if for some reason you're unable to maintain the trust, you'll have the option of choosing a successor trustee. A successor trustee manages the trust in your place. Successor trustees are also responsible for distributing the trust's funds to your beneficiaries following your death. Therefore, the fate of your trust will ultimately depend on your wishes. What is a will? A living will is a legal agreement that allows you to describe the medical procedures you'd like doctors to take while you're in critical health. It acts to ensure your wishes will be met on the occasion where you become incapacitated or medically unable to voice and make your decisions. Will also is dealing with the distribution of your assets, but if you don't have that trust, you're going to probably be looking at probate. Probate means the government gets your money or a good portion of it, right? They get the money whether you have money or not because they charge you based on the asset, the asset value. They don't take into account the liability side of the balance sheet. Have $1 million property, but you owe $1.2 million on it. You're still paying $50,000 in probate fees, even though you've got no equity. Just remember that. So that's why you want to make sure you've talked to some of our trust and estate planning attorneys to deal with this and make sure you get the full report, the full information. Don't have it? Give me a call at 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with one of the great professionals that we have on the broadcast on a regular basis. Continuing our conversation, Jay Kaplan is in the house.
Hey, guys.
And
talking about the reverse mortgage, also known as the HECM. So, Jay, let me ask you this question just from a curiosity standpoint. Mm-hmm. Is the equity edge also referred to as a HECM?
No.
Okay, so that's a different product.
Well, HECM is the real name for, which stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. It kind of sounds more like something having to do with indigestion, but still,
right.
that is the FHA insured program. Okay. So that's just referred to as the traditional, if there is such a word in HECM's, traditional or concept, I should say, of the mortgage that we've been talking about for several years here now, the one that everybody who qualifies for should have.
Okay.
For protection sakes. But, you know, let me just add that, you know, we've talked about, I talked earlier in the earlier segment about the cost, this, that, whatever, and how much less expensive it is if we are taking care of our health.
Sure.
Doing that. But then, you know, I'm taking it for granted. A lot of people do not have long-term health care. I don't. I don't know if you do, Ron. Is it a good thing? I'm sure it is. But I could not do it anymore. Most people, I think only like 1% of the people out there do. That may be wrong, or maybe it's just 1% of older people. But in any case, not very many. But what if you do? I mean, you have to take advantage of it sometime. Everybody, if you live long enough, you're going to be using it. And as long as you have it, you're still paying money into it. And as long as you're putting money into it, the amount that you can take out when needed is going to continue to grow. So at the time that you need it, it will start to diminish. If, in fact, instead of doing that, you start taking money from your HECM, which is tax-free and an asset that's still growing, you're leaving that long-term health care where it is, and it is growing so that several years later now you can turn from the HECM and start looking at the long-term health care, which is going to give you a lot more than if you just started with it.
So that's going to be dealing with the – so that's in the instance where you don't have insurance.
Yeah, well, when you have long-term health care – You want it there when you really need it.
Sure.
And if you keep your long-term health care insurance without taking money out of it, it's going to still be there and continue to grow. You take money instead from your home equity conversion. That as an asset is still growing, but you take money from it, and that allows you to keep your long-term health care in a position where it grows bigger and bigger. And when you do need to turn to it, you have that many more years of use.
Okay,
makes sense.
So does the equity edge also have the
line of credit? No.
No line of credit on that.
But the concept would still be the same if you looked at taking a certain amount of cash out and either investing it or just using it. So can this concept apply with something like the Edge or another one of the jumbos? Yes.
Okay. So there is a little bit of a difference there. How's the pricing compare? Is the Edge same pricing as the
The Edge can be like $120.
No, so, I'm not talking about the interest rate, the accumulated
cost.
Interest.
Oh, well, it's very, very competitive. Now it's in the high fives.
Okay. So it's
and
not,
nothing's going to be added on it. There's no mortgage insurance. There's nothing like that. So it's probably going to be lower than normal. And who knows what's going to happen with rates?
Sure. So is that a fixed rate or is that
an
adjustable?
It's fixed.
Okay. So there's a lot of differences to them. So here's the bottom line to even that, and it's kind of my theme of the day. What is the right product for you? I have no idea. But you know something? Until we sit down and chat, until you get together with Jay Kaplan, I'm going to promise you that you have no idea either, right? You get a side-by-side comparison from somebody that understands it, somebody that is studying it on a regular basis, and that's where you get the information. And the other place to get the information is by setting your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. Off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. You can connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. You can watch the replays of our broadcasts, ronsiegelradio.com in the archives, or you can go to Ron Siegel Radio 1 on YouTube. Holy cow, we're all over the place. Not just my size, but the broadcast. Oh. Jay, I know what you were thinking over there.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about
me. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.